Tonight's Tai Chi podcast probably doesn't seem like it's about Tai Chi at all. What I want to do tonight is to put an emphasis on the importance of having fun, of laughter, big smiles, and the camaraderie that comes from a group of people all in it together. My teacher was... he was a great big advocate of this. He always used to say, smile at your heart and lungs. And he was a great believer that you led a healthier life, the happier you were, the more you smiled, the more you laughed. Now, this is perhaps tempered a bit by the fact that some of us, and I have to put my hand up here and say I'm one of them, are naturally, well, I guess what they call glass half empty people. Or someone like myself who's hypercritical is a why are you drinking out of that glass sort of person. But even people like us, especially the people who aren't like us, there's an energy, an uplifting that comes from being in a happy group that puts a little bit of spring in your step and makes the time go by a little bit quicker. And from a health point of view, you relax more. Which, coming right round to the Tai Chi, is what really it's all about. The more relaxed you are, the better your form is, the better it is for your health. It's an endless cycle there. And the other reason you should do this, you should enjoy every single day, every single moment, as much as you can, is because you never know when it's going to be taken away from you. I've survived, along with my wife, a pretty nasty car crash. And this summer, which is nothing to do, not our fault, we were innocent victims of somebody else's actions. And you know, I've lost family in recent years, and tonight I learned that a friend of mine is possibly facing the loss of a close member of her family due to a sudden disease. You can never know what's around the corner. And I'm not sure I agree you should live each day like it's your last. I don't know. I don't think that fits on modern society, to be honest. It's important to have one eye on the future, but at the same time, I've always lived my life with the idea you should have no regrets. If you were cut down in your prime, so to speak, you should have no regrets. And I'd certainly advocate that. And a big, big smile.